This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend that it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And, of course, we're celebrating a Steve Irwin Day on a Bad Choice Friday.
Obviously.
Clearly. The Crocodile Hunter, not to be confused with Crocodile Dundee. So we head down.
Somebody did confuse that earlier.
Yes.
Person's an idiot.
That's right. Steve Irwin was the Crocodile Hunter, you see. So we go down under on a Bad Choice Friday with Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John and Physical, we stay down under, taking on Men at Work on a Bad Choice Friday. Either way, it's Australian on Steve Irwin Day on a Bad Choice Friday. Men at Work and Down Under or Olivia Newton-John and Fiscal. Vote now if you follow us at on Twitter there at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink on the Twitters. It's not even Twitter anymore, but
it's X.
I refuse to say that. I do not care.
Every time you read it, they say X, formerly known as Twitter. Yeah. Like, we know, at this point,
Elon
call it
Musk
X,
put stuff out. When you're posting on Twitter, do this when it's X.
Right.
So he still calls it Twitter. So, I mean, whatever. Either way.
It's like some stadiums.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You call it whatever you want. But people will just call it, like, the baseball stadium or the football stadium.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up. All right, you have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from our question, what did the fart have to do with the story? Our dog, Coco, was not eating or drinking and could not go to the bathroom. When she would sit down, we could see her stomach area quivering and she'd whimper. Day goes by, she's no better. Take her to the vet, found out she had a gas bubble lodged and was not able to pass it through her system. Vet gave her some meds to help. Next day, she's laying under the blankets between us. All of a sudden, she shoots out from under the blanket. When I raised up her blanket, that funk hit us both right in the face. She passed her fart bubble, and we almost threw up from the stench. Cost a few $1,000s to find out she had a fart in the crossways there. She's all good now. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and Amy Jean. Gentlemen, years and years ago, I was a young adult where I grew up in Yorba Linda, California. Back then, I would quite literally ride my bike everywhere, often decked out in the proper cycling gear. One such night, I found myself at McDonald's near my apartment, so I popped in to get dinner. At some point, while I was sitting with my food on one of those hollow plastic seats, a fart came on. Started off as a bit of a rattler, but now you add to that my butt is sitting on a hollow plastic box with only a thin layer of spandex fabric separating my rear from the resonator box, causing the fart to be amplified quite loudly, making it quite clear to anyone in the Mickey D's lobby that the young adult in cycling tights and jersey just let out a rip-roaring fart. Lucky for me, there was nobody in the lobby that in the staff. They were all in the back, so no humiliation. Liquor and horrors, guys. That from Dennis. Gentlemen, I was in the sixth grade science class in the afternoon, had a crappy school nacho plate for lunch, got my guts bubbling, something awful. I let out a surprisingly silent fart. Tried to play it off as it wasn't me, but I started laughing. I cleared the class out in 15 minutes while I sat inside laughing like a madman. That from Emmett, the big rig mechanic.
Emmett.
As we move on to the birthday shout-outs. Happy Friday, gentlemen. Want to give a birthday shout-out to my little brother, G. He is 24 today. If we could get Coach Ted about Call of Duty and the Dirty Germans talking about cheeseburgers and a big old bong rip, that would be great. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from the House of Russell Rockers.
All right, Coach isn't the biggest gamer in the world, but I believe I've watched Call of Duty a lot. First of all, those load screens are cool. I would also say stay out of the gulag. Get a good kill streak going. I mean, bait somebody in. And you know what? Sometimes it's frowned upon. Not by Coach. Be a sniper. Get him.
Boy, you know a lot more about that game than someone who doesn't play it.
And I guess your buddy Joe.
He got so good during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I only have a Twitch to watch my friends play.
Yeah, you want to talk about cheeseburgers. That's kind of funny. We were just talking about that earlier because that's what we nicknamed your mom when she had a yeast infection.
So, yeah, I have a nickname for something else that I call the cheeseburger because it's between two buns.
Hello, Michelle's gentlemen. I would like to give a birthday shout out to my boy Leroy for 42 trips around the sun. Let's do a grab your girl and your Johnson. A cut that bitch off next caller and throw in the Dirty Germans talking about hockey. Thanks, guys. That from Black Rob to Leroy.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, the thing I like to hear most about hockey is pucking.
Yeah, you know what I like about the hockey? It's the line shift. It kind of reminds me when you get done with one of them, you kick some out of the house.
Yeah.
Just yell shift and bang on her boards.
Backhand one through the five hole.
Oh, good call, Miles. Five hole is the right call there.
Yeah, right hole.
Yeah.
Oh, please, and a very happy.
You want to tape my stick?
A very happy 44th birthday shout out to my old man, Patrick. You continue to grow and adapt as a person, and I couldn't be more proud of you. He's 44.
Yeah, hopefully he has grown and adapted.
He's not eight. My God. You continue to grow and adapt. All right. Great papa to the girls and a professional pipe player. Love your zest for life and twisted sense of humor. May I get the Dirty Germans trying to fit 10 pounds into a 5-pound bag. That from his kitty cat.
Yeah, all I can imagine is his penis is much bigger than you're used to accommodating.
Yeah, you know, in Germany, we just call this encasing the sausage.
Yeah.
But tell us, today's my 55th rotation around the giant gas ball in the sky. Could I get, let's see here, some skinless bangers from Ted, the captain's homemade Viagra recipe adventure, and some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from your longtime listener, Dave.
Mom, Mama. Please pass me a skinless banger. What's all my little mouth can eat? Skinless bangers.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, well.
I'm scared, Mom, Mom, I'm scared.
Oh, it's just the homemade recipe for DIY Viagra. Step one is to siphon antifreeze out of an abandoned dump truck. Pour that into a discarded tuna can that's lined with Band-Aids and hobo toenail clippings. Now, you want to seal that with paraffin wax and store it in any dumpster outside of a veterinary clinic, but no more than 12 hours. At that point, unseal the tuna cans and pour the contents through a fiberglass insulation and unground coffee beans. I hope you're writing this down. Now you want to let that sit at room temperature, stirring in 1 teaspoon of baking soda every 7 minutes or till it gets foamy. Now when the foam turns what we call an unsettling shade of green, apply it directly to your little captain and enjoy some coitus. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's the recipe for how to remove semen stains from Egyptian silk pillowcases. I'll get back to you on the Viagra. Crunch berries.
Now the captain's got some nice pillowcases. Yeah.
Well, they weren't mine. That's why we needed the stain remover.
All right, Dave, 55 years old. I'm going to give you all the jokes I have on a Dad Joke Friday.
All right.
Guys, my girlfriend thinks I'm incapable of being faithful.
Oh, yeah?
My wife, she trusts me. Ooh, earlier today, I saw a nun trip and fall pretty bad.
Oh, yeah?
I ran to a sister. Get it?
Hope she didn't make it a habit.
Random sister.
Hey-o.
Did you guys know, here's a timely one, that Mike Tyson used to be a preacher?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he punched people in the faith. Oh, man.
Faithful.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that Leonardo DiCaprio removed all of his movies from Netflix?
Really?
Yeah?
They just turned 27. I got more for you, Dave. Here you go. I went on a date with a girl I met at the zoo.
Oh, yeah?
I think she's a keeper.
How did the doctor cure the invisible man?
How?
Took him to the ICU.
What's the best time to tell my daughter she's adopted? What is the best time, would you say, to tell my daughter she's adopted?
When?
I don't know, but her family will be here in 20 minutes. Two more. I know you guys know this, but I suffer from bad diarrhea.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Like my father and his dad.
Oh.
And his great-grandfather.
It runs in the family. It
runs in the genes.
And my favorite one.
What do Bill Cosby and Santa Claus have in common? Bill Cosby and Santa Claus, Christmas joke.
What's that?
They see you when you're sleeping.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be something with leaving drinks out.
Oh, I adjusted that.
He had cleaned that one up.
Right, yeah. Thank you, yes.
As I bring it up.
Hold up, Jules. I want to wish a happy birthday to my wonderful wife of 34 years. Debbie, I love you. Lots of love there from Raybo. I'm on a big old bong rip and a fish sandwich medley. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BT. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Take a moment as we have made it to the weekend. Might as well give you some updated locations there. On the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing, we've got a couple emails. Guys, I actually stopped into the Black Raven Brewery,
Nice. Grabbed
a pint of the Ola Days Porter and a Sando. Ended up walking out with a growler filled with a porter and a case of your IPA. Thanks, guys, for supporting the veterans. Great stuff. That from Shannon. A few more. Gentlemen, the wife and I went for a road trip on Saturday to the 884 in Bremerton to try the new Ola Days Holiday Porter. Just like the Men's Room IPA, the Holiday Porter, delicious. By the way, Suzanne was our bartender and was the most gracious host, introducing my wife and I to all the locals. I strongly urge that if you want to have a fun day out, seriously, go visit the 884. Regular customers were welcoming, very friendly. The staff, they were amazing. I'm sure we'll be going back there soon. That from your longtime listener, Dave, and his wife, Bryn. But wait, there's more.
The food's always, everything I've tried there has been good, too.
Yes. Let's see. Gentlemen, I've been meaning to send in this email, but I recently found the Men's Room IPA at Umajima in Renton. Is that right?
No, it's Wajimaya.
Wajimaya.
Oh, yeah, Wajimaya.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. That from Paul.
Listen to three Americans trying to pronounce it. Jesus. What's that, a Wajimaya?
I don't know. Gotta learn that before I go to Africa and see my kid.
Yeah, a lot of Asian.
That'll come in handy.
Yeah. Guys, I found this at Winco in Moses Lake, Washington. I'm so happy I found it close to where I live. Keep up the great work. That from Trucker Matt, who located the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can there at Winco, Moses Lake.
By the way, I stopped in Moses Lake this summer. Hey, they're doing good work up there, man.
As far as what, the beer sale?
Just like... Yeah, like, I always thought it's Moses Lake, but, like, there's some cool little restaurants and stuff. Like, I was like, I did not know that all existed there. I was impressed.
Apparently, everyone's moving to Marysville these days. That's what I read the other day. All right, guys.
Have fun.
Men's Room IPA available at the Beer Authority in Lake City, North Seattle. That from Joel.
Nice.
But Joel is the grocery outlet in Four Corners Maple Valley. Finally has your beer. I've been watching for it ever since it was released. It is finally here. And as far as the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter, here are the locations we have as of now.
All right.
It is now available on tap only in limited release at the Lime in Kirkland. Great bar if you're over in Kirkland.
Yep. Yes.
Especially if you want to watch the fight tonight or some UW football. Huge TV screens, great food, great staff, great beer.
Coverage of that fight starts at 5. Huskies kick off at 6.
That's a great spot. Who's on first in Snohomish? The Ola Days also available at Imbibe Bottle Shop, Maple Valley. Maltby Pizza in Maltby. Sultan Liquor Sultan, the Route 2 Tap Room in Monroe, Flatstick Pub in Redmond, and in Kirkland.
Nice.
Also available at Andy's Fish House in Snohomish, the Lodge Sports Bar in Mill Creek, at Razzle's in Lake Stevens, the Zeke's in Redmond, the Zeke's in Ravenna, and the Zeke's in Bellevue. All have the Ola Days Holiday Porter on draft, as well as the 884 Pub, Olaf's, Mike's Chili Parlor in Ballard, Houndstooth Public House in Greenwood, Andy's Fish House in Snohomish. Sorry to give you some love, didn't Andy? Daffodil Bowl in Puyallup.
Let's say, if you go to Mike's Chili Parlor, he's a big Husky supporter.
Yep. What else? The Peninsula Tap Room in Squim. So if you're
all the way out in Squim, huh?
It's in Squim.
Look at us.
The Peninsula Tap Room.
Yeah.
Rooney's in Woodinville. Have not been to Rooney's. I'm going to assume that's by the Black Raven Brewery somewhere up there.
Rooney's or Rooney's?
Rooney's. Rooney's in Woodinville.
I feel like I've been there. It sounds like a bar I've been to.
Yeah. And it's,
right?
It does.
Like, yeah. If somebody said, hey, Thrill, I saw Ted over at Rooney's.
I'd be like, of course you do. I don't even know where it is, but I believe you.
Yeah, Rooney's, Ted, yeah.
And the Farm 12 Restaurant in Puyallup.
That sounds nice.
By the way, do us a favor. If you find the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter or the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can, please do us a favor and just send us a pic to the Men's Room at KISW.com. We continue to update that list at our website. And your pictures are greatly appreciated as well.
Absolutely.
We'll keep spreading the word as you do great work for our veterans and our active military service members who need a home away from home, so to speak, at the three local Fisher houses. That's where the proceeds from the beer go. So just remember, man, if you grab some sausage over the weekend, I'm having some Sunday night. If you find the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
All right, I was about to say, the salsa too, man, like...
From San Juan?
Well, because, like, we've been saying for years that Uli makes a great product, but that's those San Juan people, man. Like, I've been up in that factory. I know some of them personally, but, like, their sauces are so good. Ours is delicious, and, like, I don't know. I've heard some people are going to have pork tacos and maybe chips and salsa for the Husky game.
Okay.
Maybe you should follow that guy's lead.
A couple tips.
Not named Ted.
A couple tips on if you want to find this. As far as the Men's Room San Juan salsa, we had a listener write in that said, look, I actually found this in the vegetarian section of our local supermarkets because of the organic and freshness of the salsa.
Yeah.
All right?
Correct.
So that's number one. Number two, it's a cold salsa.
Yep.
So, you know, like, it's not going to be where your Tostitos things are next to the bag of Fritos
in
the chip aisle.
This is a refrigerated salsa. So when you go to your grocery store, to be look in the refrigerated section.
Mm-hmm. Look near the dairy.
They typically have two or three brands, whatever, but most places do have the San Juan salsa. So yeah. Try any of their brands. If they do have the roasted red salsa, you can't go wrong on that. So if you get a chance, man, help out our friends at the three local Fisher houses and enjoy some of those fine products over the weekend. Okay, let's see. I think, Ted, we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Pushy, prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy, pushy, wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
3 cents fast.
Pushy, prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy, pushy, wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
One.
Pushy, prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy, pushy, wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Two.
Pushy, prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy, pushy, wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Oh.
Boom, bitches.
You are never playing that game again. All right, let's get it.
Jeez. And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus FCC.
So tired.
Oh, man, what a late night. On Tara Daly.
Hey, you guys look like crap. You should get some sleep every once in a while.
Thank you for noticing.
We knew that you were coming in today, and we also know that Steve absolutely dominated last week on Ted versus
FCC. Got your win, Ted.
Shoot.
Nice. One in the win column, bro.
Unbelievable.
I like that outsourcing.
Oh, Taryn Daly from the team that never loses in fantasy football, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We finally made it to the bottom, guys.
You are here because your team lost. Who is your quarterback now these days? Do you know?
I don't know.
That guy.
Is it Daniel Jones? Do we have Daniel Jones? Yes, I think we have Daniel Jones.
I think you have Daniel Jones.
George is the coach for our team, pretty much.
Oh,
and Sarah.
Speaking of outsourcing.
Sarah is the only one that has the password. I can't even log into it. I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, our
losing is what's going on.
Our fantasy challenge, we took the 8 worst quarterbacks at the beginning of the year in the NFL. That doesn't mean that they're going to stay bad all year. But
oh, no, so far it has.
At that time. I think we have Bo Nix still. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
Bo Nix is getting better. My quarterback sucks. I have Gardner Minshew and Will Levis.
Yeah, Minshew got benched.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go Cougs.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
What's on tap for the weekend? Anything good?
I am emceeing an auction tomorrow for the Rainier Christian Schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're taking, Mike Hawk's not here, so you steal his thunder now?
Pretty much, exactly.
He's our auctioneer. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah.
So you took his money.
No, I'm just doing the MCing. Oh, I don't do the auctioneering.
Whatever.
Right. But yeah, last year when I did this
Are you a sucker MC?
Totally.
You get up there and lay down some...
Absolutely.
Well-known sucker MC.
I did this event last year and met some awesome rockaholics, so I'm hoping same thing tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I wish we had known.
We did know. The problem is that Steve Miggs, your partner there, he messed up a couple weeks ago. And so then Steve did the same one last week.
I'm gifted.
So we got this one actually a few weeks back. I just totally forgot about it. But it has to do with us setting the clocks back.
Ah, okay.
That
makes sense.
That was the
very
theme.
Very timely.
Oh, yeah.
Clock.
The clock back. Yeah. That is correct.
Yes.
And it involves our own Steve the Thrill Hill, ironically enough. Yes.
Huh.
So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku. And that is from Carl, captain of the U.S. Navy drinking team.
Ooh.
Now, Taryn, the way we do Ted versus the FCC, you got to read that one time through, then 3 times fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
Three times fast.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
One.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
Two.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
There you go. That was a win. That was a win. Nice work. Okay. Terry Bailey finally wins something. There we go. Big win. In Ted versus the FCC, you are listening to the Men's Room.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Won't hurt at all. Yeah. Coming up at 5:07, we will drink and toast the weekend with the shots of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And since he is not here, he is truly not working on these stories. We'll start with this.
So no matter what you read, you're right.
Correct.
I think he's drunk.
Breaking news out of Johannesburg. A U.S. tourist was killed by an elephant in the Zambian city of Livingstone in the second such attack in the country this year.
Oh, I feel a third one coming.
Officials said the 64-year-old woman, Juliana DiTerno, was killed when an elephant that was part of a herd of the tourists were watching attacked their vehicle and threw Turno out and then trampled her. She was part of a group that had stopped near the Maramba Culture Bridge, and there was traffic there caused by the elephant herd that was near. She was 64 years old and lived in New Mexico. She died Wednesday after being knocked from the parked vehicle, which had stopped due to the traffic because of the elephants. It is the second, and then she was stomped. It is the second such attack this year after another American tourist was killed in March during a game drive in the Zambian National Park when an elephant again charged a truck, flipped it over, killed the tourist, and injured five others. Zambian authorities have called on tourists to exercise extreme caution while observing wildlife around the country.
Okay, now you're going on safari. You might be trampled by an elephant. What do you think you need to do to, quote unquote, exercise extreme caution? Like, you're riding in a vehicle.
I am not in
control.
That
is driven, right, by your tour guide. The elephant decides, for whatever reason, it does not like your vehicle. What are you supposed to do then? Like, what part is on you?
I don't know.
And what is the diligence exercise? Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? Boy. Are you nervous?
No, not at all, because here's a positive animal story.
From Africa? Safari?
No.
Then it doesn't matter.
No,
you should be a little nervous.
We go to Thailand. In case you can't get enough of the little pygmy hippo Moo Ding from Thailand, there's now an official song featuring the internet's favorite baby animal, released in four languages for all of her global fans. The song, titled Moo Ding Muding is available in Thai, English, Chinese, and Japanese, and features simple lyrics like Muding boing boing, mommy, mommy, play with me. Muding means, any idea what Muding means?
Muding, beautiful child. Happy flower.
It means bouncy pork.
Oh.
A type of meatball that's served in Thailand. The hippo is now 4 months old, has drawn a huge amount of visitors to the zoo. The zoo estimates it has received an additional 3,000 to 5,000 extra visitors a day on average in the past few months. And it's selling clothes, bedding, and other merchandise based on Muding.
Because it's a baby, do you remember Nut or Newt? K-N-U-T. It was the polar bear.
You know, within 5 minutes, man, you got a falafel ball. I don't want to make them by hand. I don't want to do that. No. I will try that.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, my story takes place about, I don't know, three-ish years ago is when COVID was hitting. Like, they were first starting to reopen things. Me and my girlfriend at the time decided we were going to fly to Colorado to go snowboarding. And in the midst of being at the Airbnb, I had a work meeting I was supposed to be on. So I was doing a Zoom call. And in the middle of the Zoom call, she decided she was going to, you know, give me a mouth hug.
Okay.
And she ended up putting in pressure a little bit somewhere that caused me to rip like an air horn loudness fart, like right in her face. And she still continued going, like it ended. It was very weird, but yeah, my whole conference call heard it, and just right in her face.
Well, I guess she probably did you a solid because you're on the conference call. They heard it, but if her head suddenly popped up,
if she went
right,
becomes oh my god, you've been fired.
They didn't get to see your face, but that was, they definitely heard it still.
Okay.
All right. And exchange for a mouth hug, I wouldn't even care.
I would hold it as much as possible.
We call that the Chuck Berry. Again, if you've not seen the Chuck Berry sex tape, I don't recommend it for anything sexy about it. There's just a moment where you're like, Chuck, you couldn't just wait maybe 2 minutes before you decided to fart.
It's a black and white. I'm not talking about the people involved. It really is an old home movie kind of thing where Chuck's like really setting up a tripod in there.
And he's like naked in the bathtub
with
or something.
With a prostitute.
Yeah, and she's doing
like,
her thing.
Oh, man, Chuck. Come on.
What do you say something like, don't let Chuck scare you? It ain't you, dude. You just farted in her face.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I went to a Catholic high school back in Michigan in the 80s, and we had a religion class that we had to go to. And there's a cereal out there called Cracklin' Oat Bran. It is like human Drano for me. It just goes through me. So I had that, and I felt one going, and I was kind of trying to sneak it out. And I was like, oh, good, it's a silent one. I was like, wow, that one's got some volume. And then all of a sudden, the smell hit me, and I started laughing so hard. I'm putting my head down on my desk. I'm practically crying. All of a sudden, I can hear, like, people from a radius out from me going, oh, my God, what was that? And I just started losing it. It's winter out, so there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. People are pulling windows down, and the girl in front of me started gagging. And I'm just sitting there trying to act like I don't know what's going on, put my head down, and all of a sudden one of my friends just yells out, the unholy spirit has risen, and I just lost it.
The unholy spirit has risen.
Yeah, the teacher had his nose plugged, and he stayed in the corner. He wouldn't let anybody leave the room even, but at that point, he's like, all right, let's everybody get out into the hall. And everybody was pretty sure I did it. I kept denying it to my death, but it was disturbing.
And do you still eat Cracklin' Oat Bran?
No.
Okay.
My kids dared me to, but they would be able to put up with
it. That's the crackling part. They just don't tell you that. Like snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah. I mean, it's right in the name. Yeah. Cracklin' Oat Bran. Like, dude, that is a fart bomb, man. There's no doubt about
it. My mom kicked me out of the house for it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, earlier this year I had top five in my life, and it woke me up, and I could not believe what happened. It was brisket chili, and it was some of the best chili I've had
sure.
in a long time, and I don't know that I've ever had brisket chili ever, and I'm not sure that I'll ever eat it again.
Just based on your fart
experience. Just based on
what was going on in my
was
stomach.
Was it one fart or was it like a series
it
of farts?
It was one fart, and I'm
and
telling
that's
you,
enough for you to say, like, I'm not doing this again.
I sat up in bed, and I got up immediately, and I could not believe it.
Right.
I mean, I could not believe it, and I did not have to go to the bathroom.
It's just the fart.
It wasn't a warning shot or anything like that. It was just the fart. And it was, I'm telling you, top five as far as just, oh, my God. I mean, Ted had that one in the hallway.
That is the worst fart I've ever smelled in my life.
But that's somebody else's. So if someone else were to smell mine, they might say
they'd probably say the same thing. Sure.
I'm still somewhat tolerable of my own flatulence, even though this was absolutely repulsive. But, yeah, top five easy.
I can believe that. Actually, I had farts bad the other day. My daughter turned 14, wanted to go to a Mexican restaurant. The meal itself sucked. It really was bad. Nobody enjoyed it. But the one thing that was good on my plate were the refried beans, and I just did not give it any thought. So I'm like, you know what? I'll eat a bunch of these. Enchiladas are crap. Rice was crap.
How do you mess up an enchilada?
I really, truly...
You can.
...do not know.
I guess so.
Well, they did. But yeah, so I'm eating all the beans. I don't think about it. Like, 4 a.m, same thing. Woke up to my own fart. It was bad. It was not a top fiver, but it's one of those where the blankets are kind of up to my eyes, essentially. So you wake up because of the smell of it. Not the sound, not the force of it, just the stink. And as soon as I woke up, I'm like, that's clearly my ass. This is clearly my responsibility. I can feel it in my gut. So I popped out a little one after that, and it was a much smaller fart, but had the same thickness. And I'm like, I need to poop now.
Well, even that 1 mile talking about in the hallway, like...
That was unreal.
Right. Like, I could fart around you guys all the time. You'll never notice. But, man, that day, we had gone out the night before...
Do you remember what you consumed, though? Because, I mean, just...
Yeah, we went out with Dave. We've been eating steaks and oysters and this
high
and that.
High dollar farts.
Oh. Right, like ripping drinks, this and that. So, I mean, that whole day, I'm hungover. And then during that commercial break, it literally was just like one little bump. I was like, oh, no. And I just felt it release. And then I was like, oh, God, that's bad.
Well, it's stunning. Look. Like, Miles pointed out, he goes, but you really, like, some people, like, close doors... And it still made it through. Like, this fart, nothing could stop this fart. It was unbelievable. And then it lingered in my mind forever.
I mean, there was, like, something dying inside of me.
Yeah.
I think I had gout the next day from eating all the shrimp and steak. Yeah. Well, it was awful.
When you eat seafood, typically sometimes when you use the bathroom, it will have the smell.
The scent of seafood.
Of seafood. But the last time I was in Baltimore, I pretty well just went on a crab explosion, and everything I had Old Bay on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you use the bathroom, you can smell a little of that.
Yeah.
But I had my first ever Old Bay fart, where it wasn't me using the bathroom.
Oh, just the fart itself smelled like Old Bay.
The fart itself. I've never had a flavored fart before.
A fart that makes you hungry.
I have had... I've used the bathroom where it did not smell. It smelled like the food, like barbecue.
Right? I was going to say, barbecue is the big one.
Barbecue always.
But I've never had the fart.
You go to Terry Black's at Austin, the next day you're going to be like, that awkwardly smells like barbecue.
It does.
My wife pointed to that. The first time I took her to see a family in Houston, like I said, they feed you everywhere you go all the time. Maybe for 2 days after we got back to Seattle, she's like, I'm reminded every morning that we were in Houston fairly. Because every time you fart, like, it smells like ribs.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Years ago, we were in Dallas for Texas-Oklahoma. But we went and tailgated at the state fair, but we didn't have tickets for the game.
All right.
So we just went back to Deep Ellum, this area of Dallas. Right? We're just sitting at a bar drinking, watching the game. And there's this famous barbecue place there called the Pecan Lounge.
Okay.
So we said, hey, as the game's ending, we're like a block and a half away. We could walk over, basically get in line and get our food. So there's six of us, but we ordered something called the trough, right? Which is just,
it's you could,
I mean, right, it's just tray. I mean, just two trays, massive meat, sides, whatever that red soda is, not Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
But same thing, the next day you get up and it's just like, and my brother's like, I don't know if you want to go in there. And I'm like, it's not that bad. It smells like brisket.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I know you just pooped, but I'm hungry.
Like, I've smelled the bathroom after linger. I've never had a fart that was actually flavored by the food.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, that is Old Bay. What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
And somebody texted them. They say, a fart that makes you hungry, that's messed up. It is messed up, but it's not wrong. I mean, that's what we're saying, man. If you eat, like, enough brisket, you fart the next day. Look, I'll put it this way. You're home alone, you fart after eating barbecue. Someone shows up at your house 5 minutes later, they think you're slow cooking something. Like, oh, dude, what are you cooking? Like,
crock pot.
I'm not cooking anything. I just farted barbecue.
And and maybe to say it makes you hungry is a little strong, but you could definitely smell the remnants of, like...
Well, it kind of makes you want to eat it again.
Yeah.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, we've talked about this before, but when you go to Maryland, right, and you're eating all that stuff covered in Old Bay, like, again, when you walk into a crab house or whatever, there is, I mean, I don't think there's much better smells on the planet.
No.
You walk around the back of the crab house.
Oh.
It's awful, right?
The dumpsters.
I said I did it the other day, right? I got a container of crab meat. I only ate half of it. And then I left it in there for like 2 days. I walked in my house. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? It's like, right, like, because seafood just, once it's bad.
It's bad.
And it's, right, and it's so weird, too, is it's like, it shouldn't smell that fishy.
right?
So it's like, I'm with you, Miles. Whether you're eating it or throwing it out, I feel like seafood rides a dirty, weird, sneaky
line. Well, your body's throwing
dirty,
it out as well.
Line, you know?
Yeah, it either likes it or hates it.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hey, so years ago, I live in this old neighborhood where the houses are real small and the properties are odd-shaped.
All right.
And anyways, so it's a sunny summer afternoon. Me and my girlfriend, quite a while, you know, we're hanging out and in the living room. And all of a sudden, I feel this major rager coming on. And I'm like, well, you know, I'll do her a little favor. There's a big sliding glass door on one wall. It goes out to the front deck, and I'll open the door and back out. You know, make it kind of funny, but, it, you know, at least get out of the room. Anyways, I let this thing go, and it's a ripper. Well, I see this movement out of the corner of my eye. I look over to my left. My neighbor, the single gal, her backyard is right there. They chose to build a deck out the back of the house. And, you know, like I said, nice sunny afternoon. All of a sudden, I see them, and we made eye contact. She's got a date. And another couple, and they're having dinner.
All right.
And I mean, she went to the nines. I mean, it's a picnic table, but they got the tablecloth, they got candles going, glasses of wine, you know, some kind of cool dinner. I don't know what it was, but the look in her eyes when I let this thing go, and everybody looked, of course. And I'm just like,
yep.
What are you going to do? You know?
That's your neighbor. You're going to see him every day.
Grin, hi, and went in and closed the door. And
I mean, all you could do at that point once this happened is apologize.
My bad. Like,
hey, man.
My bad.
Sorry.
Sorry. What are you chewing on over there? What do you got?
Didn't see you there.
Did she make falafel?
Hey, this is why you close your mouth when you chew.
Yeah.
Right. Have some manners.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.